Cheers.
If you're enjoying our random chat in this podcast and you're a fan of films, check out Two Drink Cinema.
Each week we create a cocktail and review a classic movie, diving deep into the story and its impact on the entertainment world.
Check out the link in the show notes for this episode or find the highlights on the socials. Welcome to 2 Out of 3 Recommend. I'm Lee.
And I'm Brett.
We're two brothers out of three getting together to chat
and recommend drinks, movies, shows, and things to keep you busy.
This week on Two Drink Cinema, we're reviewing Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Uh-huh.
It is generally regarded as one of the worst films of all time, but we are not going to do the top five worst films of all time because we did that for Robot Monster. So I'm drawing a very long and tenuous bow.
Because the only reason we've heard of this movie
is because of Seinfeld.
Yes.
So we are ranking the top five fictional movies from the show Seinfeld.
Oh, God.
So there are a number of fictional movies in the show Seinfeld. Okay. But I've just chosen five, right? And we're going to rank them based on how much we want to see them be made in real life.
I can't believe Means to an End didn't make your list.
Sack Lunch was mentioned very highly in the online blogs.
Or Blimp, the Hindenburg story with the laser pointer.
Well, because there's no story for that.
It's about the Hindenburg.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you want to add Blimp then?
Nah.
Okay.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah. The ones I've chosen are Rochelle, A Young Girl's Strange Erotic Journey from Milan to Minsk.
Rochelle.
It's a film referenced. This is from Seinfeld.fandom.com. A film referenced many times during the series. It is most likely based on the 1974 erotic film Emmanuel. Like other films referenced by the show, it is never shown, but characters are portrayed watching it. The theatrical trailer indicates it is an erotic romance about life, love, and becoming a woman, and says the Village Voice called the film a masterpiece. Susan Ross notes that it contains a lot of nudity. George goes to see Rochelle Russell instead of Checkmate. Jerry and Elaine, they end up in the same theatre but don't realise, and then they hear of each other. The movie is mentioned again in The Smelly Car when George tries to hide from Susan the fact that he rented the movie, embarrassed to let her know that he watches movies for the nudity, although he asserts that it's not frontal but sidal nudity.
Yes.
And then Rochelle is adapted into a Broadway musical starring Bette Midler, who appears in the episode as herself and sings the title song, Well, You've Made a Long Journey from Milan to Minsk, Rochelle. And it's referenced again in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, really?
So Rochelle is there. Prognosis negative. It is a film that they're going to try and see. It has its roots in an actual screenplay that Larry David wrote in the 80s.
Oh, right.
It was never produced.
Mm.
The real-life screenplay is a comedy about a man who receives a negative result on a medical test, which he mistakenly believes to be bad.
Oh, okay.
Thinking negative is a bad thing.
Oh, because that...
Not positive.
Doesn't that happen in the show? Somebody gets negative... Oh, am I thinking of another show?
No, it's a joke in a Scared Weird Little Guys song that Dean and I reference all the time.
No, I think it's in another sitcom. Or show where he thinks it's negative and negative is bad.
Oh, no, that when the white discoloration on George's lip.
Yeah.
He says negative and then breaks down and realizes negative is bad. So obviously that's a Larry David joke.
Yeah.
But in Seinfeld, the movie Prognosis Negative is meant to be a thriller. In the episode The Dog, Elaine wants to go and see it with Jerry and thus refuses to see it with George when Jerry cannot go.
Oh, yes.
Because George and Elaine don't want to hang out. Jerry sees it with George while Elaine watches the dog.
Is that the one she watches in the front row?
Yeah. And then in the episode Junior Mint, it's referenced as well.
Great.
Okay. Channel. Is a film mentioned in the episode The Pool Guy. Elaine and Jerry go to see the film with Susan, with whom they are spending a lot of time, much to George's chagrin.
From what little
is heard of the movie's content, the plot appears to involve an explosion in the channel tunnel, which causes its evacuation.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's about the president's daughter being trapped in the channel between England and France.
Oh, okay.
An exchange between a fictional president of the United States and a presidential advisor can be heard. Mr. President, your daughter is in the channel. The tagline of the film was Channel, 32 Miles of Hell.
Right.
And they used clips from the American president when they were showing the movie in the show.
Oh, okay.
Checkmate is a movie ostensibly about chess and intrigue. Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld voice roles in the film. Larry David says, "I didn't know you enjoyed chess, Your Majesty." The king says, "Why wouldn't I? Because the king is always in jeopardy." The king says, "Yes, but it's only a game." And then Larry David says, "Yes, of course, only a game."
Ooh.
That's a scene from the movie, apparently. And the last one, Ponce de Leon.
Oh, of course, Ponce de Leon.
Elaine and George see this film together in The Dog instead of Prognosis Negative. George liked it, but Elaine hated it. The film concerns the Spanish conquistador Juan Ponce de Leon and his mythical search for the Fountain of Youth. This one scene that especially got to George is when Ponce de Leon and his crew splash around in a supposed Fountain of Youth, only to realize when he looks in a mirror that it did not have mystical powers. And Elaine takes the piss out of George because George cried in the movie.
Ah!
I'm with you, George. I'm with you. Okay. That is five fictional movies from Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
Which would you least like to see made in a real one? Or do you want to do your top five?
I would say the one I would least want to get made is Checkmate.
Okay. That's not my lowest for me.
All right.
My lowest is Channel.
I think then I would put Channel. So Channel sounds like it's so bad it might be good.
My thing?
James Wan might make Channel. No.
If they made Channel, it would star Jason Statham.
Yeah, that's as why the president.
That's why I don't want to see it. Now, he'd be the guy that has to go in and save the president's daughter.
He's just the normal guy.
Yeah.
That has to go and save the day. The president's daughter is played by Aubrey Plaza. Well, then I'd probably watch it.
I think we're going to have very different top fives here. I should have written these notes before.
Mm.
Okay, so.
So, yeah.
All right, my number five is Channel.
Yeah.
My number four is Rochelle.
Really?
I don't need to see a woman's strange erotic journey from Milan to Minsk.
Okay.
Can I actually disclaimer all of them? I want to see all of them.
Well, yeah.
I want to see all of these, mate, including Blimp and Sack Lunch.
Yeah. My number three would be Prognosis Negative.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. My number three is Ponce de Leon.
My number two would be Ponce de Leon.
Yeah.
Like, come on. That's Oscar bait. Ponce de Leon is Oscar bait. So is Rochelle.
Yeah, okay.
Especially if then, okay, so this is what happens, Rochelle, right? Yep. It's the original film they make starring Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, right? Yes.
Then it goes onto stage.
Yep.
And then whoever stars in it. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head. Then it gets remade into a movie, a la Color Purple.
And
then Emma Stone is in that, and she wins her third Oscar.
For
Rochelle, the musical.
Side boob. All right. My number two is Checkmate.
Right.
Political intrigue. You know, coming off the back of Anya Taylor-Joy's The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
Checkmate.
We're Checkmate, yeah.
Come on.
Mm. It's the King's Speech meets Queen's Gambit.
Exactly.
Oscar bait as well.
They're all Oscar bait. Your number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said?
Rochelle.
My number one is Prognosis Negative.
Okay.
So, Channel could be good, but I feel like it'd be Jason Statham.
I feel like it would be bad.
Rochelle, you're right. If it was done well.
If it's done like it is in the show, as in like movie, stage show,
And then they would make a movie of the stage show.
Of a musical?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ponce de Leon, yes.
Oscar Bates.
They'd have bloody, what's his name, The Mandalorian.
Oh, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal would play Ponce de Leon.
Or Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Or who needs an Oscar?
Oscar Isaac.
That's true.
He is an Oscar. Well, yeah, okay.
Checkmate, prognosis negative. That's my top five.
Yeah, cool.
It's the longest bow
prognosis negative
of a top five that we've ever drawn.
Yeah.
But we've already done our top five worst movies. So you've
You'd have to go listen.
Got to listen to that in the back catalogue and listen to our review of Robot Monster and listen to our review of Plan 9 from Outer Space, which is mentioned in Seinfeld, which is how we got connection.
Yep. Thanks for listening to 2 out of 3 Recommend. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast was produced and pay our respects to elders past and present.
If you'd like to support the podcast and become a member, gaining early access to episodes and an exclusive episode each month, sign up as a member using the link in the show notes.
If there's something you'd like to recommend to us, get in touch on the socials or in our Facebook group.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app or on YouTube. Leave us a rating and review and tell your friends.